The Rebbe says, in order to understand this, we have to first preface the fact that what is the ultimate intent and purpose of exile and destruction, which is what the content, the significance of the 3 weeks and the 9 days. What's the whole purpose of exile and destruction? We know that the whole purpose of exile and destruction is only in order to build the future Beis HaMikdash and bring the future redemption. In fact, the Gemara says that the whole destruction was almanas, is conditional on building the next one. Normally in the laws of Shabbos, when you destroy, it's not considered a malacha. In most cases, it is a rabbinic prohibition against destructive acts. But min ha-Torah, destructive act is not considered, in most cases, not considered a malacha. When is it considered a malacha? If you knock a house down in order to build. If you're doing demolition to prepare for construction, demolition to prepare for construction is a positive act. It's not a negative act. It's a positive act. It's not a destructive act. It's a constructive act. So the same thing it says about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that it's not a destructive act. It's a constructive act that was only done in order to pave the way to build the future Beis HaMikdash and to bring about the future redemption. Well, the Rebbe makes the association because the Gemara uses the same language when describing the Churban. The Gemara says Al-Manas. It's the same language when we say for the express purpose of. And in general, in Halacha, the term Al-Manas has many legal ramifications and always means that it's actually an express linkage, an exclusive express linkage. It's not something that will... It's a direct, you're saying this is because of that. This is on condition of that. It's actually conditional.
So they link the destruction to the building?
Right. So the Gemara says that the reason why that the Avish came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Al-Manas, to rebuild it. So the Rebbe says, so what's the explanation? Because obviously the point is to create a much greater Beis HaMikdash, which also, by the way, the third is associated with the idea of Chazaka, third Beis HaMikdash, because it's much more powerful and much more permanent.